يؤلفني تو مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 4th of Rabi'ul Awal 1447, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 28th of August 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا زايد كان جزاك الله خيرا.
We continue with our topic, the rights between spouses. Mufti Saab, before we start, does Mufti Saab have any news items that Mufti Saab wants to share?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, there are few headlines and you, the Ummah, should be aware of it. Number one is, yesterday he, Netanyahu, the war criminal, went to where the illegal settlements are. 100% illegal according to international law, and everybody accepts it as illegal except America and Israel, the both super terrorists. And he said, I'm proud that we have prevented the establishment of a Palestinian state. So imagine you go do illegal things and then you still say you are proud. So you, the Ummah, you need to learn some Arabic words. And ma'al asafi shadid, if truth be spoken, it's very sad in majority of our darulums and madrasas today, you will hardly find this new terminology being taught in our darulums and madrasas. So you must make the dua, Allahumma alayka bil yahudil mustawtinin. Ya Allah, you must punish the Jewish settlers. So what you will call these settlers in Arabic? Mustawtinin. Ya Allah, you must punish them, decimate them, destroy them. Therefore, I write every day almost, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So that's the first news. Second news, yesterday in the White House, you must remember they had a meeting. What was the meeting about? The triangle, the axis of evil, you see. For them, killing Palestinians, all that is just like killing flies, you must remember. Whether it's 250,000, whether it's 500,000, whether they died, what must we do, you see. These are pakka haramis, war criminals. If the Palestinians get hold of them, they must hang them in public. That will be the correct punishment for them according to Islam. Who was chairing the meeting? Trump, the harami, the pedophile, the rapist, the murderer. You must remember, he is giving permission to Israel to do all these things. Second one is, you must remember that Kushner was there, his Jewish son-in-law. Now this Jewish son-in-law, his best friend is MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. And then third one, who's there? Tony Blair. If anybody knows the Iraq war, George W. Bush and Tony Blair, the poodle. So they were responsible for the death of over a million people. Half of them were children. And that Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, she said, yes, it's correct, it's worth it, we must kill them. Children. And she justified it. And what happens? With impunity. Because she is the Secretary of State, the Foreign Minister of America. So may she rot in hell forever, the Jutli, the Harami, the Jewess. You must remember that. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country. The truth must be always told, remember, without being apologetic and compromising. So what was the meeting they held? The post-Gaza. when everything the dust is settled and so forth, nobody speaks of reparations to Gaza. The people, the millions of people they have killed and displaced and so forth. They say everything started on the 7th October 2023. So today I sent everything out. All the massacres they carried out, you must remember that. So they want to ask how many hotels they can build, how much income we can make, how much oil we can get, how much gas we can supply, get export and so forth and so on. These are the haramis, you must remember that. But you see the Arab leaders got no brains. And you must remember that this one got no brains, the Muslim leaders. So must remember. I give you one example. I don't know if you carried it in your news or not. The Bahraini king and foreign minister and them, they welcomed the Israeli ambassador to Bahrain. So you must remember that happened yesterday. So that is what you see. Syria. That Julani, Jewlani. They killed 6 Syrian soldiers yesterday. 4 helicopters of Israel landed there in Suweida. And it's like a backyard for them. They can come in, come out whenever they feel like. What they did with Jordan, with King Abdullah and his haramis, murtads. So they want to do the same thing with them. So when they speak of peace, it means we will be the boss and you must be our khadim and you must be our worker and slave and so forth. So that's what they mean. So the only language the Jutlas in America understand is jihad. You must put them away, hang them. You must remember that wherever you can. And that will teach them a lesson, remember this. Therefore, Quran Kareem say that ayyuqattalu aw yusallabu. Some people you must kill them and some you must crucify them also. You must remember that. So that is what the Quran is teaching. You have to make few of them samples and examples and so. But to do all that, you need true iman. You need taqwa. You need all that. Now, who got all this today? Illa qaleelun minhum. Few people, 5%, 10%. The rest are munafiqeen and murtads and haramis and ghaddar and traitors and so forth. So that is wa ilallahi al-mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I was saying today that who delivering the khutbah day in Makkah tomorrow, it will be Sudais. Sudais will make everybody happy. So he will praise the king, he will praise the crown prince, the MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. He'll make the word dua for Aqsa and he will make dua against the Jews. But he can't use the word Jews, he will say Sahayina and so forth. And then everybody will say Sudais, what a sharp guy he is. So you can't be that. You're sitting on the fence. You must remember that. And once you sit on the fence, you must remember you are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So we must know what is the haq and what is the batil. And we can't merge and combine the two. So we must be very clear on all these issues. Jee.
Mufti Sahib, the first question we have here is a message that has been sent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, search for knowledge even if it takes you to China. No gender was added. There were female Sahaba who fought in jihad. Fatima al-Fihri opened the first university the world has ever seen. So what are you men talking about when you say we shouldn't work? And why are you saying that that men cannot make sandwiches? They can do it themselves. Mufti Sahib, what's your response?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You see, sister, maybe you went to school, maybe you went to university, and now you are speaking not like Maryam, you are speaking like Mary. Your ideas are all confused and so forth and so on. Show me one Maulana who said that the husband must not make sandwiches. Show me one. You must remember this kind of things. Today's example. I had breakfast with my wife, and alhamdulillah, every day I have. And then from the table and that, I took the tray and all that and went to put it in its place. And the cups and whatever else and all that. So the Dawood who works here by us, he saw me doing that. He said, you doing all this? So I said, in Islam we do all these things here. Yeah? So there's no such thing. You must remember that. You must not help your wife and so forth and so on. I always tell you, Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 2, verse 187, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. That, remember, Quran teaches us, chapter 2, verse 187, the husbands are the garments for the wife, and the wife are the clothing for the husband. So marriage is a partnership. It's not a dictatorship. That's a different issue. If some Muslim husbands are doing that, that is not the fault of Islam. That is the fault of the Muslim himself. So you must draw a distinction between the two. Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 2, and you must remember that Surah Baqarah and verse number 228, what Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That the amount of rights that the men have over the women, similar rights women have over the men. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Ra'isul Mufassirin, one of the greatest commentators of the Quran, used to say, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَتَزَيَّنَ لَهَا كَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ تَتَزَيَّنَ لِي. I love to dress nicely, impressively for my wife, as I love that she must dress up for me in the confines of the home. That's what is meant, obviously. Now we come to yours here. First of all, it only shows how much you know of hadith. أُطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ وَلَوْ بِالسِّينَ. Yeah, seek knowledge whether it go to China. So that hadith is not even a hadith, first of all. It is a hadith, if you accept it, very, very weak. It's not an authentic hadith, number one. And let's say we accept it. So what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is go seek knowledge, even if to go far, far places. I went to Pakistan, go take our people, ulama in South Africa. The Jamiat Ulama Natal now are 70 years old, established 1955, and now is 2025, and they now compiling all that. Allah give them desire khair. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema left South Africa in 1935 and came back in 1944. In that, he never came back once also to South Africa. In that interim, his mother passed away also. He went to Dabir. Hazrat Mawlana Umarji, Abdullah Gumarji, he went to India. He spent 15 years, 1-5, he never came back home. Understood? So like that. So the message is, you go far places to seek knowledge. So that is the meaning and so forth. So you can't practice on Islam, you must remember that selectively. So you say, no, the lady must go to London, she must go to New York, she must go to Paris and go and study. No mahram, no nothing. So that example I gave you 100 times is like that Maulana gave the beautiful answer to that person in Gujarati, that in the 1950s, 60s, you must remember, it was a very big thing. So now the male would go to Dublin, you know, and they used to say, jo Dublin jata hai, double hawker wapas aate hai. In our small Heidelberg town also it happened, you must remember that. So that people go Dublin, they come back double, you know. So Dublin is Ireland, so we visited it. So now this father was sending his daughter to Dublin, London, and he told Molvi Sahib, dua karwanu, poiri dikri jai, doctor banwanu, become a doctor. So Molvi Sahib said, you're sending your daughter there, and now you're asking me to make dua. You send out in the rain, and you're making dua, telling me to make dua, she must not get wet. So what is Islam about all this mahram story? Today, this morning, I answered the question. One person said, very soon, inshallah, I'll be going for Umrah. I'm taking my wife, I'm taking my mother-in-law, but I'm thinking about taking my wife's sister. She's 40 years old or 30 years old or something like that. So he says, I heard it's not permissible according to the Hanafi school. That was his question. So response and reply, I said, it's haram for you to take your wife's sister for Umrah according to all four schools, not only Hanafi school. So that what you're talking of thawab, you get Allah's curse for taking her. So you see, so you want to loosen the shackles and say that no, this. Then you spoke about work. So work in your house. Since when Islam allowed the women to go outside and go and work and interact with the men and wear a special type of uniform and must so many salat and so forth? Show me where is that in Islam. So Mustafa sallallahu, Quran Kareem states, chapter 33, verse 30. If you want to speak, speak with Dalil and evidence. So you must remember that Quran Kareem says, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You women must stay glued to your homes. You only leave your home, وَلَا تَبَرُّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. You can't leave your home and exhibiting your beauty as the people in the initial stages used to do of ignorance. That is Jahiliyatul Ula. Now we're living in Jahiliyatul Thaniya. In the second one, we must remember that. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ. When a woman goes out, وَهِيَ مُرْضِي, وَهِيَ, you must remember, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَهِيَ مُتَأَثِّرَةِ. And when she applies the perfume and makeup and lipstick and what have you, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes the man, فَهِيَ زَانِيَة, she's an adulteress, she's like a loose lady on the street. So that is Sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You raised the point that the women went out for jihad and so forth. What they were doing in the jihad? They were helping Yudawin al-Jarha. They used to help the women, men and all that, you must remember, who were injured and so forth and so on. Today the men can't go out in jihad, they are such cowards and all that. You yourself who asked this question in South Africa, you prepared to go out in the street at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. So you know all the dangers and so forth. So what you speaking about jihad and so forth? In this day and this age you'll be a liability. They'll just capture you and rape you and so forth, the enemies. Can't you see what's happening in Palestine? Can't you see what's happening there in Iraq and Syria? What's happening in Libya and so forth? So you should think before you speak, you know. Speaking of Fatima Fihri, so very good. I visited that varsity in Morocco, you must remember that. To why you went so far to North Africa? You should have taken the example, you must remember, of Sarki van die Kaap. So you must remember the first masjid in the history of South Africa was built in 1794. And who's Sarki? She's a Muslim lady. And she gave that land for the first masjid. So very good. You got extra piece of land. Give it for a masjid. And then your whole life and your family will get sadaqah jariyah. So that is within the parameters of Islam. But you want to use Islam and redefine it for your own capitalistic reasons. You want to use Islam for your own secular reasons. You want to use Islam to go and so-called liberate humans. Today that one Hindu person said something very good. Allah give him hidayat, you know. He said that you people, they say women are inferior and us and all these things. So anyway, he's answering the non-Muslims, you know. So he says that, show me one religion when they perform pilgrimage. He said Hajj only, but not Hajj only, Hajj and Umrah. So when you go for Hajj and Umrah, you have to retrace the footsteps of the lady who initiated it. Which religion in the world does that? Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks of her in chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses 37, 38, 39. Biwadin ghayri zi zara'in in the Baytik al-Muharram. So then she asked the Honorable Husband, Khalilullah Ibrahim, you're leaving me and the baby. Is it your suggestion or is Allah's command? He did not look at his wife. He looked away and he pointed to the sky. She knew that this is the command of Allah Jalla wa'ala, the iman of one lady. She said, إِذَنْ لَيُّدْوَيْهِ أَنَا. Then he will never ever let us go to waste. And then she ran up and down and looking in search for Zamzam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Jibreel alayhi salam came and he struck that water, that well, and the water came out, Zamzam came out, till today is running. So see that you speak of women. We want women. We want women like the Afghanistan women. That when they told the lady, you must remember that we got your son here, and so forth and so on. She can't speak English and so forth. So she told them that get that Pashto guy, that he must interpret. So she told that Pashto guy, tell that American swines and pigs, that kill my son-in-law. Kill him, it's fine. So we will get married again after the iddat, or kill my husband. You must remember you swines. After the iddat, we will get married again. And we will give birth again. And our children will become mujahideen again. That is the type of people we want. We don't want you to become a film star and playing tennis and playing cricket and playing all this nonsensical things. So you ladies, because whole day, majority of you, just like the men, you're playing with your cell phone and cell phone. So that is now, you must remember, change your thought process. Your name is Bilal, but you think like Bali. Your name is Maryam, but you think like Mary. So that is where the problem comes. So when you are confused, what message you going to give to your flowers and your children? You will blow their fuses also. See America and all that. They don't even know which gender they are. You must remember this type of things. Yeah? They play with the gender of small, small children. Children going to school, 6, 8, 10 years old, they're asking them, what is your gender? So you see, so that is there. So the Muslim mother, she must be the one bring the unity, unity on the basis of Islam. That is what we want. Not on the basis of Hollywood, Robin Hood and Bollywood and all that shaitan things there. So sister, you must reevaluate whatever you are saying. You are an apologetic and you are compromising. We don't need that in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, a female sister says, please tell that sister that didn't Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that the woman's jihad is Hajj?
See, mashallah, the ladies are waking up. We're educating them. You see, jihad kunna al-Hajj. You must remember that. Me, I perform Hajj, so I get one reward. I took my wife's word, I took my mother's word, alhamdulillah. So they must remember they got double reward. They got reward of Hajj. And they got reward of jihad as well. 100% Sahih Hadith. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my baby is 4.5 months. I want to exclusively breastfeed her. But my mother-in-law is constantly saying, I must start giving her water and start with cereal. The baby is getting full with milk, alhamdulillah. So is there a need? But she keeps on pushing to give her. My husband doesn't want to tell her anything. Who's right in this matter, Mufti Sahib?
You are the mother, and you, what you are saying and suggesting is 100% correct. You must remember that Quran Kareem speaks of this in chapter 2 and verse 233. وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْدِئْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. The biological mother should go and breastfeed the baby, their children, for 2 years, if they want to, 2 lunar years, and that is the maximum period. So you must remember in Surah Luqman, chapter 31, verse 14, Quran says, وَفِصَالُ فِي آمِينَ. So your mother-in-law, tell her with due respect, she's talking bunkum, she's talking nonsense. You must remember that. So you must breastfeed as much as. Tuesday night, I have tafsir here in the masjid, Jami Masjid. So this week, I chose this verse here. I try and choose the verses. Mashallah, people come now from Soweto and all that also, you know. So I did make 2-3 times announcement. I said, please don't come next week. I won't be here. Inshallah, and tomorrow I'm going to Benoni. We got Jummah Day in Actonville, Benoni. Masjid An-Nur. Allah Ta'ala reward our Mawlana Farooq Bhatti, Mawlana Qasim Amaji. And I think the third Imam is Mawlana Sheikh Ji, I think, or Sheikh or something. I don't know him too well. But anyway, Allah reward them, reward the trustees and everybody. And then Tuesday onwards, we'll be in Durban and I only come back Sunday, you see that. So I won't be here. So you see how sad they look. They just look down, you know, because they got now the taste of knowledge, you see. So then I made 1-2 nice statements for them. I told them, you see myself, that we never, my mother and them, what they know of those days there? You understand, 70 years ago. I'm 70 years old now, Islamically. So you take 70 years ago, what they knew? Imam Hanifa said this, and this one said this. I said, if you want Bayanul Madahib, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and you must remember that Imam Abu Hanifa's greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad said that the maximum period for breastfeeding for boy or girl, remember, is 2 lunar years. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, that's why he was the faqih. He said, it's very difficult that today you breastfeeding, you know, Maulana, you got four daughters, and now you tell the child no more. You from tomorrow you must just take all the formula and solids. And so he said, So he said that no, we must make gunjaish. We must give them grace period. Of 2 years, that is right. But 6 months, we give them grace period. And then he used the ayat that وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا Chapter 46, verse 15. You see, so that is the. So I went like that. You must remember that I knew I would never leave the breast and all these things. Yeah? Therefore, you have the proper bond with your mother. You must remember that. So our mothers, when they are alive, then you try and serve them. And when they pass away, till now you speak to them, you start crying. Because the bond is so solid between mother and child, mother and son, mother and daughter. So you must remember this. So your mother-in-law and your son, your husband, tell him he mustn't be a sissy. He must grow up. He must tell his mother what the Quran says. Quran says, as long as possible, you must go. So you don't listen to her and to your mother-in-law. Please don't poke your ugly nose in other people's business. So that is my advice to you as well.
Mufti Saab, what is your advice to the men who do not want to work?
So you must give them a good hiding. Then who's going to support you? So the wife and the children and all that, what they doing whole day? Sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hardy and playing with their cell phone and health phone and watching movies. You say, I'm a millionaire, I get a lot of income and so forth. So now I'm still looking after my wife and children. So fine. Then our Yusuf by Asmal, so I see him in the masjid, that's 8 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. So there was a great Mufassir, you understood? I don't know if you saw the Tafsir, Maulana, Tafsir al-Kashaf, you understand? By Allama Zimahshari. So they used to call Allama Zimahshari Jarullah. You know why they call him Jarullah? Whenever people look for him, he's sitting there with the Kaaba. So there, but he's to write and all these type of things. No waste time and all these type of things. They said Jarullah. Jarullah meaning he is the neighbor of the Baytullah. You understand? So he's sitting there by the Baytullah. So Jarullah. So if you spend time like that, very good. That you got income. But you're not going to do that. You're going to sit on your laurels and you expect other people to feed your wife and children. It's haram that, you must remember that. وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ In the same verse, chapter 2, verse 233. وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ It's wajib, first compulsory, mandatory upon you, the father, the husband. You must feed your wives, your wives, and your children, all that. Make arrangements for their food, make arrangements for their shelter, make arrangements for their clothing. All that is enshrined in the noble Quran. And if you say that no, you got enough money and property income, then go out in Jamaat. Very good. You understood? Go do something good. Like that, sitting at home, what you're doing? You're just killing time and wasting time and so forth. And you know, when we were in school, certain things they taught us were very good, you know. So you must remember, they would teach us when we were, that time was standard 1, standard 2, standard 3 and all. So first two were grade 1, grade 2. Then you go standard 1. So then they teach us that you must remember the idle mind. The idle mind is the devil's workshop, you see. So that's exactly what we agree on, that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you must remember these type of things there, that is what happens there. So it's not permissible for him to do that. That he just sit there on his laurels and think of Hadi and get involved in vices and so forth and so on. Not permissible. Muslim must be busy. If you know Arabic, go read the book. He's our ustad, you know, what a giant he was, you must remember. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, he wrote the Qimatu Zaman Indal Ulama. I don't know if you read that book, Maulana. Masterpiece it is. Wala Asri, Allah takes qasam of time. Hadith Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties that Allah gave human being, but majority of them they wasted. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, As-Sihha wal-Faragh, this health Allah gave us, and Faragh, this leisure time Allah gave us. We must use the leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. The Quran, Sunnah, Hadith, Sahaba, when the sun used to go down, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great mufti of this ummah, his face used to ghayyara wajhuhu, used to become somber and serious. They asked him, Abdullah, why did all this happen? He said, naqasa fihi ajali wa lam yazid fihi amali. That my lifespan, you must remember, is decreasing. Every day I'm going. I went to the barber, you can see. You will think I came from Umrah or something. Not one hair on my head. So then that Bilal Panoli is telling me, Hamara India ka bhai ka intikal ho gaya, Rabbi. You'll announce it, Sida Janaza. Yeah, he's from India, that youngster. They say 51 years old. So Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So, you know, you go barber shop, you get the whole world's panchat, you know how it is. So, you must remember, he said, Bichari Jawani mein Allah ke pyaare ho gaye. He said, make dua for him, you know. So, anyway, so that. So, see what Abdullah al-Mas'ud is saying. Naqasa fihi ajali. My lifespan is decreasing. And walam yazid fihi amali. And my good deeds and righteous actions are not increasing. He's saying that, me and you, 20 years, 50 years, 70 years, did one day in our life we taught like this. Allama Abdul Hay Laknavi, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda was a lover of him. He used to call him Imam Abdul Hay Laknavi. He lived for 39 years and few months, less than 40 years, and he passed away. Go see the amount of books he wrote. Me and you, Mahazahid, we can live for 300 years, we won't be able to write this kind. See? Then you know why? You must remember that their father, their mother taught them appreciate this time. Study the Salaf Salih, our pious people. They said, Al-Waqtu indana aghla min al-zahabi wal-fitta. That time by us is more valuable than gold and silver and so forth. You know, Mufti Taqi, you can differ with him. I studied his life, you know, so I stayed in a madrasa, I studied there. And I traveled with him also, from here, Joburg to Durban. If a person is going Joburg to Durban, it's 45 minutes. That I thought we left chance to ask him questions, all that. Once that seatbelt line came off and all that, he took out the Ma'ariful Quran in English and he was busy translating and so forth. He wouldn't waste a minute, that man. Yeah. Even now he's 80 years old, 83 years old, whatever. You don't waste time. So that is how people, Allah Ta'ala thinks. Muhammad Sadiq Desai, why go far? Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafidhullah wa Ra'ah, so 86 years old. That is now Gregorian calendar. Islamically, 88, 89 years old. So go see his life. You sleep 3 hours, 4 hours maximum. 20 hours is busy. Me and you, you know, see, we can be busy like that. So we our janaza will come out. You must remember this. But when Allah wants to take work, that Allah takes work like that. So that is what we must do with the time. Imam Shafi, al-waqtu kasayf. He said, time is like the sword. So you don't kill time. You must use the time. See, that is the 54 years he lived. 150 he was born in Gaza, and 204 he passed away in Cairo. And he left a legacy for the whole world. When they asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, all day you telling us, Al-Imam Shafi, who Shafi? He said, Al-Shafi ka shamsi li dunya. That Imam Shafi is like the sun is to the world. You see the sun shining in its glory, beauty. Yesterday I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizal Laksab. I asked him, Hazrat, mausam kaisa tha? He said, bilkul bahut acha. Jaise yaha ka mausam din mein waha par bhi. See, so sunlight. And then we take the benefit. So now, then when it's night here, other places is sun rising and all that, like New Zealand and Fiji and all that. So you must remember that what happens is this, that they came with their knowledge and they illuminated the world with it. And this time Allah accepted them.
Mufti Sabi, listener says here, if you have any daughters, please think about the following. What happens to her when she has nothing and her husband just walks out on her and leaves her alone with her children? It is happening. What happens if husbands, they come home drunk or he develops a drug addiction or he has an affair or gets AIDS? It is happening and the boys are doing it. What do wives have to do in these situations?
You see, before we answer that question and so forth, so my question to you, sister, will be, that be honest about this. We don't speak about minority. We speak about majority. So today, whether you're in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, or South Africa, or Timbuktu in Mali. So remember, if you take the ordinary Muslim today, so when Gal Acheh, you know what is Gal Acheh? When somebody shows interest in your daughter, your sister, your niece. So we, the girl's family, what do we look at in the boy? What is the norm today, Mona Zahid? What they will look at?
Money.
Money. They will look at how is his financial status. You, if you find 5%, 10% worried about his aqidah, his creed and belief system, or his akhlaq and his character, or his halal income, does he read 5 times salat or not? Maybe 5% you'll be lucky, 10%. You see that? So we need to think and rethink this whole issue. That's the girl's family. And then the boy's family, when he comes to propose, so then the boy's mother also will say, father will just carry on, Raymar Sami just carries on, normally. So the boy and the mother will say, itabo sari lagati, itabo khubsuratai. She's very good, she's a paragon of beauty. You see that? Myself, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, everything happens with Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. We're not from a multi-millionaire family, but we're not from a pauper family also. We're middle class. And alhamdulillah, my father, we never had to go and, you know, stretch out our hand and ask anybody. Alhamdulillah. So when I went to go study 74, the Mammon Society said they will pay for me to go study. My father said, I'm so proud about him on that. Allah make maghfirat, you know.
Ameen.
So he said that, manjo chupot, manjo chokro, manjo putar, au pay sadia. It's my son, I pay for him. No, all take charity and all that, you know. Today, Maulvis 80% will take it. They'll take out the hila, you understand? They say, yeah, I can't take zakat, but my son can take zakat. So you know Maulvis, how they can play with the maslas today. So like that, you must remember this kind of things. Yeah. So you see, then when I grew up, came, then my mother used to tell me, he sari chokriya, get married here. But she's showing me the ladies who are so rich. So I used to always joke with mommy. I say, mommy, out of Maulvis, I'm a Maulvi. And if she wants one churi, she wants one bengal, manja pagaras kalas even now. I won't have any wages left. So she just laughed, you know. So they say, okay, you must choose. So I said, I want a poor family and a poor girl. I don't want nobody to my head. I don't like anybody to my head. Understood? So from small, I must be in charge. And in a township, in a location, we grow up, I'm the captain. We play soccer, it's my ball. We play cricket, it's my stumps and my bat. They make nonsense, match finish, tomorrow we carry on. You see, like that. So I must get married, then I must be in charge. Not listen to this one and they come become big by it. So Allah made them easy for us, you see that. So like that it is. So selection of spouse, if you do that right, male and female, then you will see 90% of things, time will work out, things will work out. But now you, all these examples you gave, the husband had an affair. So the husband is on drugs. The husband came on drunk. The husband is hitting the wife. Or the husband buzzed off somewhere and went away somewhere and he just left the wife and children. In all of them, what is the main factor that's missing? That man hardly got iman or he hardly got taqwa. And therefore, when you perform the nikah, Mawzahid, I perform the nikah, all of you who got nikahs, you must remember tomorrow 10 to 10:30 is nikah announcements and so forth. So you must say that, you must remember that where the nikah is, send us a nikah invite announcement, they'll announce it. But when we are performing the nikah, that groom, the husband to me, is not even interested. He's more interested his clothing mustn't get creased. He's more interested how am I looking, am I dressed to impress my wife. That's all the thoughts going through him. And they make us always fools. They make us idiots. How they make us idiots and fools, Maulana? In the masjid today, the trend is when it's nikah time, they come with the kurta. You will think this man is a waliullah. After 1 hour, you go see him, you want to recognize the guy. You understood? When he performed the nikah, he looked like a guy who was born in Taif or somewhere, you know. He got his Arab garb on and this and that. And after that, he looked like a Julani after that. Tip-top suit and tie and everything. So that is the horses for courses, you see. They make us fools and this type of thing. So if the man got that iman and taqwa, these things won't happen. So we need to look at it. So what must she do? So now she'll have to go to the jamiats and the local ulama and ask what are her options. Does she want to carry on with this marriage? Does she want a fasakh, annulment of marriage, and so forth and so on? But that is the consequences. I don't like to give you the consequences. I like to solve the problem from the start. So if you made a mistake, make sure your daughter does not make that mistake. If you made that mistake, make sure your granddaughter, your niece don't make that. Your sister, the younger one, don't make that mistake. So that is where we are. But ours, everything only shines with this, you understand? I never even had money for mahar, what you talking? And I told you 100 times. You understood? When I was climbing the steps there in Ispingo Beach, then my father asked me, you got money for mahar? I said, no. So he gave out 40 rand, then I climbed one more, he took out 1 rand and spent it. He said, they make odd number or something. So must be heard from Mamaji, you know, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali, odd number is good. So everything Mamaji said was gospel, and no questions asked, you must remember that. So that Mamaji, Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali, Nawarallahu Marqadu. So that is how you should understand things. You can't be just blaming here. You see, today's life, when things go wrong, then people very seldom will say, I am to blame. Always looking for scapegoat, just like the Jutlas. Anything go wrong, Hamas, Hamas. They can't say Hamas, they're Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. So very good, Hamas is going to get the hell out of you all still, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, the question here is, there is a Mufti who was recently in Sheffield and is questioned for his silence on many issues such as the UAE building temples and as such, related
finish,
to marriage.
Topic close finish, you must remember that that Mufatiya is a murtad. You understand? 10 people, 20 people sent it to me. I say he knows, I call him a murtad. And why I call him a murtad, if anybody wants, you contact me now on 071-888-1184. And we prepared the whole dossier, a whole document, why Salat behind this Mufatiya is not permissible. And you listen to the statements he made. He said, if you make sajda, you will get the virus. He said, Allah, naqal is kufr that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah when you enter the masjid, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. Masjid are the places of Allah's mercy, but he is telling the people that if you make sajda on a musalla, then in a masjid you'll get the virus. You go doctor surgery, you won't get virus. You go in a masjid, you get virus. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what pride and jealousy. It's not ihanat and tawheen of Nabi alayhi sallam. It's kufr that, you must remember that. How many examples I can give? So my fatwa regarding him, leave all these things here. So he's a murtad. To listen to his lectures is haram, and to invite him is haram, to read salat behind him is haram. And I gave this fatwa a long time ago, and we prepared that document. I must send it out again today. Inshallah, we will send it out. I don't know where the Suleiman is gone, but I got it by me. So inshallah, I will send it out now with all the stuff. Inshallah, that we send it out. Inshallah, that we will make it easy that in that way there, so you can listen to it yourself. He will never speak on Palestine and against Israel. He sat next to the rabbi there in Dubai and all these type of things. What you talking about? How many things again? And he knows, I tell him on his face, he's a murtad. You must remember this type of thing. We don't have to curry favor with anybody.
Mufti Saab, one of the things that the person was asking about is that he endorses AI marriages. I wanted to know about AI marriages, Mufti Saab.
It's all haram. That's what I'm telling you. You must remember everything that's haram, they will legalize it. Yesterday I sent out with the dalil and evidence that now this so-called halal organization is going to have a big exhibition there at Gallagher Estate. And if you look at, even today I sent it out. So you must remember, you will see the Indian consulate is involved in this and so forth. So what are you currying favor with the Indian government and with the Hindus and so forth? And you're telling the people everything is halal and so forth. So I wrote at the bottom there, when I write, you must know it's in capital. I said, these are scholars for dollars. Their certificates are not worth the paper on which is written. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and guide us. Ameen. You see that? So similarly, yeah, that we say that's not permissible, all these kind of nikahs and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the husband, what sports can he do?
So first sports he must do with his wife. You must remember, a lot of gymnastics there. You understood? So you must remember that. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with Hazrat Aisha. And if you're in Medina, I should show you the place also. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam ran and all that. We're not telling you, you must go run with your wife in public and everybody can see. So in a secluded place, you must remember that you can do that. And you teach your wife, you must remember about all these other things. Take for example that today, that shooting. You know, those days was bow and arrow. How many of you ladies know how to handle a gun? You only know, hey, don't bring the gun next to me, you understand? Then the husband's huzu will break and the wife's huzu will break. But self-defense, if we teach our wives, you know, to be sharpshooters, is very good in this age. Today, South African report last week, this week, was what? That house breaking is on the increase. Yesterday in the news I gave, 60% of the crime is not reported to SAP, South African Police Services. Why? They don't have any confidence in the police themselves. So why we are easy targets? Because when the chochi, we call chochi in our lingo, you see, when the chochi, when the crook come, you understood? Then we just had a, you must put a bullet through him, you must remember that. See, these brothers in PE, very sharp, man. Excellent, you must remember. The person who did it, I'll kiss his hand, inshallah. I'm going that side very soon, inshallah. So in October, inshallah, inshallah. So if I know the brother, I'll kiss his hand. You see that harami, that shaitan, he said, nobody can debate with him. I say, what? I'll take you on, you harami. He says that homosexuality, gay business is permissible. You see that? So I asked him all these verses about gay and all. He said, no, that is if you rape one another. But if both parties are accepting, then it's permissible. I told him, you're going to die a murtad and we'll announce nobody must read your janaza and it happened. But the kamal of the whole thing was, he came to PE from Cape Town to perform somebody's that Adam and Steve business, you see. So they timed him when he was going with this car, they put a bullet straight in his backside, you must remember. That was a masterpiece, you must remember that. Wajazawu sayyatin sayyatun, you see. When you do haram business, so you must give them punishment like that. He's busy all the time in the back passage, so the bullet also went through there. So the 100%, very good to see. I will kiss your hand if I know who pulled the trigger. Now, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Hafizahullah, his son, Hafiz Ishaq, you understood? He's married, he got 6 children. So they kidnapped him from his shop, you see. So you must remember, 5:30, they were closing. And so they sent a message to the kidnappers. They said, by the evening, if you don't bring him back, dance all the proper dance. Which one of us can do that? You can do that, Mona. I can do that. We can. We're hopeless, useless. Our women are worse than us. You see, Iman. Yet, and before they could even come. So they went and they cleared them up and all that. And you must remember, you see that? So you must remember this. They brought the people safe and sound. So like that, you must remember this kind of things. Yeah? So that is what we need. We need our men and women to learn all the self-defense, self-protection, call it whatever you want to. I don't want to get involved in the semantics and gymnastics and so forth and all that. So that is what you need. You must never allow people to take advantage over you, you must remember.
Mufti Sahib, a listener says, yeah, it's a female. If the lady is referring to how much you love if your husband is not a proper Muslim man, and if the lady is not educated, then remember, the person says, I know of 10 ladies, some qualified doctor, lawyers, psychologists, and the rest, all doing home industry. I wonder why their parents spend so much money to educate them than they do home industry.
When I was in America, very good comment, sister. When I was in America in 2000, I went twice. First time with my brother Yusuf Dokrat of Newcastle. Allah give him Jannat al-Firdaus. Grant his parents also. Mother is still alive. Father passed away. His son Farooq passed away. You understood? So anyway, all passed away on a Friday. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So anyway, you must remember that. So this, then second time I went with my wife, you see. They invited me for Taraweeh. Where? Next to Camp David. It's 10 minutes, 15 minutes from there. Hagerstown in Maryland. Behind me is 45, 50 doctors. And not just a GP, everyone a specialist. You know, so then they invite you, you know, sometime to their house. And so then you're asking, what your wife is? You say, my wife is a doctor. I say, then? They say, no, now she's sitting at home. And they make children and look after the children. You see, so majority of them are like that now. You must remember that. Qualified doctor, everything, but they're sitting at home and doing, they get enough money to make it. So you must remember these type of things because they realize. You know. So in English, there's a nice saying, who is a career lady? Who is a career lady? The career lady is she who gave her plots and plans preference over her pots and her pens. You got it? Yeah. The career lady is she who gave preference to her plots and plans over her pot and pens. You must remember these sentences. Yeah? So you're going to be professional. Then in my family, some of them are dentists, some of them are this. But I ask them, what you'll be? They say, we're all sitting at home. I say, I told you from the start, but you don't listen. You see? They're all sitting at home making children. So you must remember this guy thinks that. So it's a natural system, you must remember, that Allah made. But we don't want to listen, remember this type of thing. So that is how it carries on, you must remember.
Gee, it's gone 2 o'clock. Mufti Sahib, jazakumullah khairan.
So you must remember that it's gone 2 o'clock. Yeah, okay. So it's written here, mashallah. So yeah, you can read it fine.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib, to all our listeners. From us and the team, Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.